You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
The Horde and Alliance can coexist. I've seen it. One single event could draw us together.
And Daryl.
What kind of alien was that?
I don't know. I think I've seen him at BlizzCon.
Greetings and welcome to episode 143 of The Training Dummies, recorded on October 25th, 2016. My name is Daryl, and this is spur of the moment. Well, actually, I've been thinking about it a while. But my main is an orc warlock named Zend. And how you doing, Rob?
I don't know if I can keep going. Somebody can't be honest.
What do you mean?
I'm doing, man. Overwhelmed with the 7.1. Overwhelmed.
7.1? It's been, what, 3 hours?
Yeah, man. It's just too much already. Unsheathing weapons and game crashing and all the enhancements to fishing. It's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
All right. Well, now that you bring up fishing, and that's a great segue into the introduction of our guest. So let's give a big Training Dummies welcome to Molson and Slancha from the Bitter and Salty podcast.
I feel like this is a weird moment because we've had both of our guests on individually, and now this is, I don't know. We're gonna have to see what happens when podcasts collide. I mean, we've kind of been secretly stealing from these guys for a really long time, and now they're here. So we'll just get out to see how that goes. Welcome.
Hello.
You two.
I am Slancha, and I am poaching. I am so poaching right now. Isn't that right, Molson? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Salty Slancha. Wait. Are we supposed to use our podcasting voices?
Oh, you can use your normal voices.
Oh, 1 second.
All right, there we go. That's better.
Hey,
how are you doing, Slancha? Oh, great. I'm great. Thank you. Great. I love being asked how I am. Thank you. It's so good to talk to you.
I think
we're ready.
You were
ready. Three, two.
This is so. When you guys are ready, just let us know, and we'll hit the record button. I think
there we go.
There's just too much pillarship on this one. Pillarship,
I know,
is a word we totally created. You guys can have that. We're gonna give that one to you for free.
Pillarship. All right.
I feel like I need to take notes.
It's show notes
are the best part of every single podcast.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I'm going to take your notes. you know what? Let's do it. Let's do the bromance speed dating edition, and we'll see what's up with you guys, and then we'll get on to the goodness here. I don't know. Do we start with the important questions, or do we go for the really important questions?
Yes. I would go with the really
The ones
questions.
About attunement. Let's start with attunement.
The attunement.
Ooh, shoot.
Oh, we don't want to be. This isn't a controversial podcast. I apologize.
Oh, no. Molson, now that you bring it up, are you Team Edward or are you Team Jacob?
I don't know who those are. Is that the guy hosting BlizzCon on Friday night? Edward? I'm Edward then. That guy. The guy from the show. He's got the beard and stuff. Yeah, I like him. He's a funny guy.
I'm going to go Team Jacob. I am all into the Wolf Changers. Let me tell you, mm-hmm. Team Edward is sparkly. I don't like it. Team Jacob all the way, 100%.
So you're an Alliance sympathizer, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Greymane is my main.
Oh, are those characters from those teenage books that Salty reads? That's not fair.
I told you we were stealing your show notes here, so I don't know. I'm sorry if this. Okay then. Maybe this will be a little bit better. Molson, when did you start playing, and what is your current character?
Oh gosh, I started playing a couple months ago. I picked up Legion at Walmart and installed it for the first time in the DVDs. Went right in my laptop. And my current character is named Molson, and it's spelled a little differently, M-O-L-S-A-N, and that's what I've been playing. He's currently level 4.
Wait, now on a little bit of a different note here, you left for most of Warlords. And you guys took a little bit of a break from the show. What actually made you decide that you wanted to come back?
Oh, I think you can ask me why I left, and that was because of a really terrible raiding experience. And just it, my Warcraft life just it just collapsed at that point. It was just terrible. We were bullied in game in the raid, and loot was taken. It was weird. Why I came back? I came back because there were rumors that Salty Slancha was going to be the third host of the Training Dummies, and I couldn't allow that to happen contractually. We can't have that. We can't have him start other shows and record his voice with other people. So I needed to have him back with me, and he brought me back to Legion. Like, Pandas brought me back to Pandaria. Salty brought me back to Legion.
No,
that's very touching.
I love it. Oh man, I'm having a moment. Sorry, guys.
Now, Salty, I am going to ask you a similar question though. You have gone back and forth a couple of times about what you want to do for your main character, and you seem to have landed in the same place you've been for a while. Are you planning on switching characters, or are you going to be sticking with the Death Knight?
Since 7.1 has come out, and we now have Icebound Fortitude back with the Blood Decay, I will be going to Guardian Druid because he's a gatherer, and I need to get materials in order to do anything for my main raiding character named Shiplap, who is a Blood Decay. Now, I will be sticking to Blood Decay as my raiding tune for all of eternity until it is determined that Blood Decays are not viable anymore, and then I will switch to the most viable spec in class, which is
flavor
Frost
of the Month
DK.
Frost tanking.
Yes, no, I'm sticking to Blood, and I'm trying to do as much research as I can. Shiplap is spelled S-H-I-P-L-A-P. She is the greatest. Excuse me. Oh, man, she's a Felmbelf. What am I talking about? She is the greatest co-off tank known to man. The best backup, the best bro tank, and the best main off tank that TCD could ever hope for.
I can't argue with that.
There we go. Okay, here's a question I've been dying to know ever since I started listening to you guys, your podcast. What is the origin of the name Bitter and Salty?
Crickets.
Yeah, we stumped
them. Yeah, we really can't discuss that aloud, I don't think. Can we, Molson? What do you think?
Is that your way of saying you don't know how to answer the question?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, your long pause really. Bitter and Salty is it's a representation of our viewpoint about Warcraft. We are very critical of the game. We're very honest about the game. We complain a lot, and we have fun. And it pretty much just describes us and how we approach the game, and it just to let people know it's a little bit different. And it may not be your taste. It may not be enjoyable to your taste buds, hence the name. But it pretty much describes both of us. And so it makes it also fun because you don't know which one is bitter and which one's salty. And oftentimes we're both.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Could you clear that up once for all? Who is bitter and who is salty?
Well, let me answer this in a different way.
Let me answer this in a different way.
No, because you're just sitting there. So just listen now. You had your turn. Your turn. You can sit. Okay. Now, the salty title is in the game. It's been in the game, and there's a lot of controversy over the salty title because there's original salty, Wrath of the Lich King salty, and then there's current salt. And right, only the original matters.
Only original
right?
salty matters.
And the salty title is pretty easy to get nowadays. And there are many times where I've logged into the game and thought
they hand it out.
I'm going to get the salty title today. I'm going, yes. But I don't, because that would ruin him. If I was Salty,
I would quit the game.
He'd quit. And so that's kind of why we're named Bitter and Salty.
All right. That works for me.
That's a long-winded story of just me being bitter and salty and Molson succumbing to my whims of what to call the podcast.
No, it's a good example of why he is both, because he's bitter that the salty title changed, right? Can we change it to like vanilla salty and then everyone else can have
classic
salty? Like,
classic.
Oh, classic. Classic. I'm sorry.
Classic.
I want a vanilla server or else Blizzard. You hear me? You hear me, Blizzard?
Here's what's going to happen. We're changing our name of our podcast right now to just Salty, Salty, and Salty. Mm-hmm. Because I am Classic Salty, I am Original Salty, and I am also Lich King
Extra
Salty.
Extra Crispy
so,
Salty.
Extra Crispy Salty. So from now on, there's no bitter, just Salty. All the salt.
That sounds over-salted.
I see what you did there. Molson, you have been playing this game for a super long time, and I know, like you said a minute ago, you've had some kind of a bitter or salty or bad taste in your mouth. What's a fond memory that you have of from Warcraft?
Blood Prince Council.
Why? Hey, he said fond.
You're next, man. You don't know his memories.
A fond memory from the game. And again, I'm honored to be on the show as your only repeat guest ever on Training Dummies. And I do appreciate that. And I think last time I said my fondest memory was tanking Magmadar in Molten Core. And it still stands. As much time as Salt. Are we calling him Salty or Slaunch or both? It's weird to call him Salty when he's right here next to me. But
What do you call him on your show?
I can't repeat. We don't reveal real identities.
We edit that part out.
Yeah. You know, I would like to say that it's the 1 hour a day that Salty gives me. He's able to squeeze it in with his busy schedule. And I can hear the snickering, by the way, coming through Discord. So just let it out. No, but he had promised me at least a half an hour, like 30 minutes. But then I worked him for an hour. And then he contributes that. And I think that's my fondest memory because it's ongoing. He helps me level. He helps me quest. He helps me gather. He helps me with my druid. He does all of these things every day. And it's cool. It's like counterclockwork. He just logs in and says, let's do our 1 hour. Let's get it on.
No. You need to go counterclockwise on the druid and delete it because druids are not viable anymore.
One of your love languages is quality time with Salty.
Yeah.
That's our next
and you can be jealous all you want, but it's you know, that's how it is.
I've got quality time. Usually Friday nights we stand side by side and get hit in the face together. So
not in the face. Not some in face the hugs. Face.
Hey, here you where we are sock. Both we are both we are both non sword and board tanks, so we take it right to the face. Salty, what about you? What's your most fond memory?
You know what? I have many fond memories. I can't just narrow it down to one. So I'll have to go with one that doesn't involve anyone here locally on our local area network as we discuss fond memories of the World of Warcraft. That is when I installed the game for the first time and logged in and started a priest. I think that's my most fond memory, is killing boars and smiting them down as a night elf.
Man. You are a Alliance sympathizer.
I'm not going to play sides or anything. I have plenty of fond memories in floor tanks and, you know, blasting out Syndergosa and finally taking down the Lich King and, you know, healing, being the last person alive in the healing dragon. I cannot remember her name for the life of me right now. Molson probably knows this one.
Ysera, I think.
Ysera.
That's the one in the game that...
Yeah, it's not Ysera, but that's
sorry,
okay.
Cut out.
Yeah, you cut out just a little bit. It's in ICC, the healing one, and I was
Syndergosa.
The last one.
Syndergosa, the one.
Before
the,
Syndergosa, the one right before
She's the one that heals
Syndergosa.
You, heals the raid, like wipes the raid.
It's, you know, people to the left, skeletons, Skeletors to the left. People, you go flying and you play Pac-Man all the time as a healer. It was great. I can't remember the name of it, but that Alicia Dreamwalker? Maybe?
Velithria. Come on.
Velithria.
Man.
Thank you.
Good Lord. I couldn't take it anymore. My fondest memory in the game is what is that thing called?
See how long
it's
it took
dragon,
me like 5
right?
minutes. Velithria Dreamwalker. I finally got
it's
there.
The thing. My fondest. Yeah, I remember it.
I was looking for a lifeline. I like to use a lifeline to call Molson. Molson, help me out here. He never does that. Let's edit that part out here. It was literally the best time ever because I was the last person alive, bubbled, healing, and then I died at the end, but I got the last heal off, and that's where we got our floor tanks name, basically. But we were already floor tanks, but we just solidified that is what we do with floor tanks, and it was great. It was awesome. And then I don't think I have any other fond memories other than every single Friday night between 8 p.m. Well, strike that. Now it's 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and midnight Mountain Standard Time.
Did you get the midnight mount already?
With a bourbon buff of at least 10%. Those are fond memories too that I can't remember anymore.
All right. All right, Slaunchy, what would you say is your favorite Blizzard title?
Oh, there's only one Blizzard title for me, and that
Overwatch.
Is
World of Overcraft.
That was playhearthstone.com. No, I like all the Blizzard titles. I don't have a favorite one. I mean, clearly, I play World of Warcraft.
Oh my God.
A ton. I love playing Heroes of the Storm. I've got plenty of heroes in there, and I bought all the skins because I have no self-control whatsoever. Overwatch, I won the Collector's Edition. I got that rocking. I got the shelf. My shelf, oh, man, you should see. I've got so much Blizzard stuff on my shelf here in my office. It's great. Diablo Season 8 just started. I'm playing that one, too. I've got to get another level 70 character in the Season 8. Man, I don't play Hearthstone anymore. Hearthstone is terrible. You should just delete it off your machines and your iOS devices or Android, whatever you have. StarCraft II, Legacy of the Void, it's great. I'm a terrible player at it, so honestly...
Are you just reading a list of all the Blizzard games right now? Like, what is happening? I don't understand. As I circle back,
what is
your favorite game? Not list. Do you know all the games that Blizzard has produced?
I thought this was a trivia show. Sorry, World of Warcraft for 500, Bob.
All right.
There it is.
Yes, Molson. What would you say is your favorite Blizzard title?
I'm going to go with World of Warcraft only because it's the game that I've played the longest and I'm most well known for.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. You are well known for your play Hearthstone.
And if you caught that, I'm angry because I still play. So it's a weird thing. It's my favorite, but I also don't want to play it anymore. But I love it, and I love hanging out with you guys virtually on my own solo. Heroes of the Storm is another title that I enjoy because I get to play that with my family members. And so it is kind of family bonding time with that game. And I have tried, there are two other people in this house that have tried WoW, and it has not stuck with them. I will say that. But for me, for some reason, it has all of this time. And I am enjoying Legion quite a bit myself, and that is my current favorite title. So I would say World of Warcraft Legion is my favorite title.
Oh, I see what you did.
I see what you did there, too. Yes. Man, why don't you do that on our show? I mean, you come on their show, you give them all gold. You don't do anything for us. God.
I was actually going to ask you how you're feeling about Legion so far, because I know there's a ton of hype around it, and you know everybody's, you know, there's a lot of the initial, like, this came up a while back, but I was talking to Daryl saying, is Legion really that good, or was Warlords just that bad, and we just feel like this is the best thing ever? So how are you guys...
Warlords was terrible. Absolutely terrible. I lost my best friend in game because he decided to quit because Warlords was terrible. It was terrible. Garrisons were terrible. They should still delete garrisons. I can't believe we still have to go back to our garrisons to get anything we want out of our garrisons. There's portals in there. Delete garrisons. Warlords was terrible. Legion is fantastic. I love the new advances they've done with everything as far as you can be in any zone and it's going to scale to whatever level you're at. You don't have this set defined path where you have to go counterclockwise or clockwise of where you want to be. You can go anywhere you want. It's fantastic. But Warlords was Blizzard, you're listening right on this one because they listen to everything we say. Warlords is terrible. Terrible. You wonder why everyone's leaving Blizzard right now? It's because they got fired because Warlords is just terrible. Terrible. That's my final answer.
All right.
Molson, how about you? How are you enjoying Legion? I know you came back basically.
Yeah.
What feels like for Legion.
It was for Legion, of course, secondly. First was for Salty, but second was Legion. And I agree with everyone that Draenor was that bad, but I think that Legion really is that good. I think that they figured it out finally after all this time. What players like, what players enjoy, what will keep players occupied. What content will be available for all types of players and how to introduce a patch that's just chock full of bugs. I mean, they've really got it down pat now. I am really happy with Legion. 7.1 has been awful, though, so far today. I don't remember seeing this many bugs with a live patch before.
True.
But before that, let's just, you know, draw the line and say before 7.1, so we had the pre-patch, the pre-patch alpha, the beta, the pre-7.0, the 7.0, and the pre-7.1 Karazhan builds that all went out. Those I thoroughly enjoyed. And what I like about it is that while you guys are off and you're enjoying raiding and being together, I can do my own thing and still feel like I haven't even scratched the surface with the game. And 7.1 is coming in, and I don't feel overwhelmed. I don't feel like I'm behind. I don't feel like I'm ahead. I feel like I can just log in and kind of do what I want, which is great. I can do world questing. I can work on my artifact power. I can work on a lot of different things and still be immersed in the story, in the general storyline. I love that each class has their own kind of story, their own order hall. Everything that seems very specific until I found out Exodar is on every damn character, and then I was really upset about that. But beside that, it did feel unique. So that what I was doing, I'm currently playing an Arms Warrior to help out the TCD raid team. I can't say the raid team name, again, contractual obligations, but the raid team that you guys are in, whatever it's called, I'm working on my Arms Warrior because he's an alchemist, and I'm going through and getting the Arms Warrior quest done so that he can get his eye level up to get into all the dungeons to unlock all the alchemy recipes and all of that. You know, I'm just doing it. I'm just playing it. Draenor didn't have that for me. It didn't have a purpose outside of garrisons. And I know it's a dirty word, and we're not going to spend the whole show on garrisons, but when I was in there with Draenor, that's all I had time for. It was either scanning the auction house, batch posting 2,000 items, garrison, log off. And it just became kind of a nuisance and a chore in my life that I didn't need. And now when I log in, yes, I still do the garrison, but then I can go off and do other things. And it feels more like an MMO now, like it used to be.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the feeling I get. I see people running around. We're tapping mobs together, and we're partying. We're doing the random group finder. We can do LFR. We can do a raid. I mean, it really truly feels like an MMO. Now that Attunement is back, I love it. It's my favorite thing in the game. Not my fondest memory, but I love Attunement. I love Karazhan being back. It really is, to me, the best expansion.
You had to attune by running Mythic Dungeons, though, which you have to group with people.
But that's fine. I don't mind that. I don't mind grouping with people.
You don't mind grouping? Oh, all right. Great.
You think I mind grouping with people?
You know what we should do? We should set up a time to where we can run Mythic Dungeons.
That sounds great.
I'd love to do that.
What's your island?
Friday night. I'm available Friday night.
Friday night, I'm available 8 p.m. Never mind.
You have to get your seals before the raid. You have to do your key count before the raid. Did I mention
I
before the raid? And I'm going to pin this in Discord so that you guys see this. Because I don't think you get it. I don't think you understand, Salty Slancha. You have to show up. You have to get your seal. Oh, sorry.
Like I said on Bitter and Salty last week, I don't buy seals anymore. I don't do that anymore. So I am always available on time for the raid. Yeah, full clear under 2 hours.
But you're not telling the whole truth, though, because I know for a fact that you earned that you used a seal.
Wow. Really? So you're lying to me on our show. And now I'm finding out the truth. You know, let's let it all. Let's
let it all.
Let's
talk about things.
Right.
Well, speaking of things,
speaking of segues.
Do you have any bonus questions, the two of you? Double dragon bonus questions.
Do we have any listener emails?
No, we
do have any questions.
Do we have any listeners?
not after tonight. So here we go. Let's get to the topic.
The least downloaded episode.
Let's get to the topic at hand here.
All right, hold on. We have some stuff before the topic at hand. But wait, do you guys have bonus questions? How about that? Molson, do you have any bonus questions? Goodness.
Henda, I'd like to ask you a question.
You don't have any? That's good.
Please. on Bitter and Salty, Slaunch and I made a deal. And the deal was that I would start contributing.
Yes,
to
we're a hardcore raid team. Can I have flasks?
Yes, absolutely. but the question, I made a statement, and of course my statements don't matter. And it's just everyone else's opinion that matters. So I want your opinion on this. If you raid once a week for a couple of hours, I think that the raiding community views you as a casual. Like you are a casual team because, but what I was saying is that if you are constantly thinking about raiding and constantly talking about it and tweeting and discording about it, I feel that makes you hardcore. Do you disagree or agree with that?
I disagree. I wouldn't say we're hardcore, but I will say we're hardcore if you're going to send me flasks.
But you understand what I'm asking?
Yes.
Because I could not raid at all.
Some entrapment kind of.
But post essays and blogs about how to raid and who's supposed to get seals, and people would kind of assume that I'm a hardcore person, and that's that attitude and that amount of information is scary to me as someone who is a casual player, casual raider, and often it's a big turnoff for a true casual player. And it's difficult for me to relate to someone who is also saying they are a casual player, but that has the, you know, the capability to look at a particular spec and min-max things and come out. And I ran these things through automated tools, and I know that destruction is just slightly better than affliction, right? Oh, but I'm only going to play in a raid for 2 hours a week. It's odd to me that you still consider you and your team casual. And I know you're just going to say, well, if you send me Fast War Hardcore, I get it. But truly, it seems like you guys are hardcore. And it makes casual people intimidated by that and want to run LFR, which then we get ridiculed for doing. And so where does someone like me fit in? Like, would we join a team like you? How would we be treated?
Equally, there are definitely members on our raid team who are more hardcore than others, who do the min-maxing, but then we've got the full other side of the spectrum who, there's other raid members who don't log on quite so often or don't have as much time, but everyone still shows up, everyone still has a good time. That's the whole point of our raid, is to, a group of us to come together and have a good time doing something we all enjoy, and we understand that not everyone has the same skill level or has the same amount of time to put into raiding in between Friday at midnight and the next Friday at 9 p.m. So we understand that, yet we still, everyone who is a part of the raid team is still invited and still welcomed in.
Okay. And Rob, how do you balance this when you have folks that are coming in and they're committed? And they're committed meaning they're prepared, they have their things, they've done their research, they have everything. And then you've got some folks that are great people, great friends, but don't have that time. How do you, because then the people that are putting in the time to get themselves prepared have to put in extra time for other people. How do you balance all of that out?
How do we balance the team for
the team, the personalities, right? You've got personalities of people, and I don't want to name any names, Salty, that just show up and say, I'm ready, and they've got nothing. And then you've got folks that have been basically talking nonstop in Discord about their spec and how awesome they are. And you've got the, like, how do you guys get those personalities to mesh so well? Because in my experience, it's been difficult.
We just basically have to, everybody understands that what, you know, our commitment to raiding is the one night a week for 3 hours. And there's other people that are in the game every single day. They're doing all the world quests. They're doing all the stuff. They're, you know, they're even playing on multiple characters. But we have to know that at the end of the day, the only thing that we expect, if you expect a raid with us, is that you just show up for raid and that you have, you know, done, I don't know, there's an ongoing minimum that, you know, we want people to have their third relic unlocked. You know, we want people to have an understanding of how to play their spec. And, you know, I think that some of it naturally weeds itself out because we're a really small guild, or basically we call it a friends and family guild. But if somebody's not prepared, then it shows. And if they're just not a good fit or they don't enjoy raiding with us, then we work through that. It's really not, I don't think we're hardcore in the sense of being really hardcore, because when you say hardcore, I think of people that raid multiple nights a week and they require you to maintain two or three alts. And, you know, I think that's hardcore. I think we're casual and we just really enjoy the game. And we have a medium that allows us to talk about that outside of the game. So that's why it comes across as probably more serious than you would, like you were saying earlier.
All right, that's fair. Thank you, guys.
All right, no problem. Okay, we should really get into our main topic, though. So let's hit this first.
This is Stravi from Running of the Gnomes, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
I swear I changed that. I swear
I changed it. Yeah, I think you used the wrong one, but I don't think it matters.
Nope.
Hey, if you guys have any questions or comments, want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Daryl is at @_TTD. And off the top of my head, I don't remember our guests, and we will let them we'll let them promote themselves a little bit later on. But what we do want to talk about now, now that we've thoroughly discussed what probably could have been a whole nother show in itself, is some BlizzCon tips. So with that right around the corner, Salty has actually been doing this on their show for quite a while, and we had him on last year, and it's always a good thing, because even if you've gone before, you kind of never really know what to expect. So let's talk about BlizzCon tips. I don't even know where to start off. Salty, you're kind of the one that brings us to the table each week on Bitter and Salty. So why don't you lead us into this discussion?
Can I give you just the tip?
Just the tip.
Excellent. I mean, if you've been listening to the first half hour of this fantastic podcast, The Training Dummies, this is what you should expect from BlizzCon. It's just a group of you talking, rapping, discussing everything about any kind of Blizzard kind of title, any kind of MMO that's not named Blizzard or World of Warcraft, SWTOR, if you want to say. No, we don't talk about anything besides Blizzard stuff. You get with your friends, and this is what you do. You have a nice banter back and forth. You probably have a beverage or two. Your bourbon buff or your beer buff or your vodka buff is probably at about 4 to 5 stacks at this point in time. And you have a great time. That's just what you do at BlizzCon. I'm not here to give you tips. I'm not here to like shout out and be like, hey, you know, do this when you're here, or go over here, or what are you going to wear, or don't wear this, or don't talk to this person because they look creepy. I'm not here to discuss that kind of things anymore. I'm here to discuss to just have a good time, because BlizzCon is a fantastic time. It's where us nerds get together and talk about the greatest games that Blizzard has ever put out there and what they've done right and what they've done wrong. And you put faces to faces and names to names, Twitter profiles to actual Twitter profiles. And then you high five, give bro hugs, give free hugs, give $2 premium hugs, whatever you want to talk about. BlizzCon is the greatest. It's my 3 days of just straight me time, and that I get to hang out with my own people, and it's fantastic. I love it. I don't know why you haven't been going for 10 years now, since it's our 10-year anniversary. I know some of us have been going for 8 years. I am only on 6. Some of us are on 2 or 3. Rob's going on number 2. It's absolutely fantastic. And if I can give you one BlizzCon tip, one salty tip. I don't really have any salty tips anymore. Just don't spend money at the Hilton Bar, because it's expensive. And save your money. Go to CVS down the street. How about that? That's all I got.
Yeah, there's a gas station right there.
Right. There is.
I mean, seriously, honestly, Rob, you went for the first time last year. Okay.
Yeah.
The first time. You had been talking about it for a long period of time, and you finally got the opportunity to go. I mean, you should be giving out all these BlizzCon tips, because you're the quote-unquote, like, the newbie from the first time, and you can explain your experience and how everything went, because I bet a lot of your listeners have been to BlizzCon before, but if they haven't been to BlizzCon before, what happens as a first-timer at BlizzCon? I mean, what emotions run through you if you have the opportunity to go to BlizzCon?
It's ridiculously overwhelming. It is like you're going in and you have no idea what to expect, and there's a bajillion people everywhere. If you've been to any sort of con before, then you kind of know what you're getting yourself into, or any sort of music festival or any sort of just big event like that. It's just a sea of people, and I think what you said about just having fun, find some people that you like or that you trust or that are going to be your buddies, and stick with those people. Because it's just a huge, massive event, and you will see a lot of people, and you will hopefully interact with a lot of people and say hi to a lot of people. But I think as long as you have some sort of a group that you can do things with is probably one of the main things. Because if you just go and you don't have, if you're like by yourself, or if you just don't really have an agenda, you will just get swept up, and I don't know if you'll get to do everything that you want to do, because it's not all in one place. It's split up. It's all over. You know, obviously the opening ceremonies are in one area, but you know, from there, you know, you've got all sorts of demonstrations and you know, esports and live events and panels and everything going on, and you kind of want to maybe plan some of that stuff out and look in and prioritize what you want to do. Would you say, Molson, is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll tell you what.
Let's talk about it, because you're dancing. Stop interrupting me. You're dancing around the real issue. All of you guys are. And it's just ridiculous. Here's what I've learned. That I've been trying to figure out which tip is better or worse than the other. And what I learned is that unsolicited tip is by far the worst tip that you can have. Because there's direct tip, there's obvious tip, repeat tip, surprise tip. Surprise tip is my favorite, but unsolicited
is great.
Unsolicited tip now is the worst kind of tip that you can receive. This is what I've learned, okay? Because you don't want to be told what to do, right? No matter where you are.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell people what to do. And it seems like in our wonderful community that is World of Warcraft, and mind you, one thing, BlizzCon is not just for World of Warcraft. It's for lots of things. Rob, you were talking about the esports. The esports stuff has taken over BlizzCon. And there's so many cool live events to get involved with that they're everywhere. And it's a different kind of experience when you're there and the esports thing, the StarCraft finals are happening. I found myself that I'm getting into it. Like, I want to leave BlizzCon and be a StarCraft player. And I don't play StarCraft. And I think I play like maybe one or two games of the campaign and I quit, but it's weird, but it makes me feel like I want to go home and purchase a game I don't play.
I can confirm this.
Like, I can be that guy that or girl that just won the StarCraft finals. I can do that. That's what it makes you feel like. Mm-hmm. And it's better to talk about BlizzCon nowadays as the experience of it, like you are, Rob, and Salty, you're still telling people what to do, like telling people to have fun. That's what I'm saying is you have to differentiate between explaining to people what BlizzCon is like and not what they should do. And the one thing that's been bothering me all this time is that people feel like it's their obligation to tell a community of people what to do as if that community has some sort of disability or some sort of hang up or some sort of problem, and that there are people that are above that and holier than thou. And it's like, I'm going to tell you what you should do. You should wear deodorant. And my point is, stop making people feel bad. Stop talking down to people and telling them you should wear deodorant at BlizzCon, because it's condescending and it's uncalled for and it's stupid. So I mock the hell out of it. And that's what is going on right now with BlizzCon, is everyone's telling people, this is what you should do. You should come see me. You should come find me if I can't find you. Oh, please, please. Okay, just leave it all out there. Go to BlizzCon and experience it for yourself. We can't tell you exactly what to do. We can't tell you to go to CVS. I mean, we can. But the point I'm trying to make is go for yourself and do what you want. You don't want to wear deodorant? Fine. It's fine. You want to just roam around by yourself and take pictures and tell people you'll meet them at Habit and never show up? Fine. Do that. Nobody cares. Find your friends. Hang out.
That was only one time. That was only one time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I knew it was
time.
Or it was like a subtweet in the making, man.
Do this. Why don't you go to BlizzCon and tell your friend, hey, I'm going with you to BlizzCon, but only go for the first day. How about that?
Oh, God. Oh. Here we go.
Yeah. No, let's talk about it. You guys want to do this fluff show with all these questions and stuff like that? Let's get into it, right? So this is the point I'm trying to make. Go to BlizzCon for yourself, just like Legion. Play how you want to play. Stop listening to the people that are talking down to you, making you feel... I read all these BlizzCon tips and I read all this information. I feel like maybe I have problems. Maybe I don't bathe enough. Maybe I look funny. Maybe I can't touch people. Maybe I can't do all of these things because there's so many people telling me what to do at BlizzCon. Uh-huh. Why don't you just go and enjoy it? Why don't you just go and hang out with your friends and stop listening to the social media experts telling you how to live your life? And it's funny because I mocked that kind of attitude, and now there's name calling that's happening all over just trying to give advice on how to make BlizzCon the best experience ever. And really, that's what we should be doing.
For you, Dan, because I made a comment that was it ended up being a little more introspective for me than I was expecting. I made a comment about, you know, how you've known a lot of our in-game friends for a really long time, but it's a completely different setting when you meet people in real life. And a lot of times you don't know where people stand or what, you know, maybe social anxieties people have. So just like, don't assume that you know, that you're on some sort of, you know, that you can just get into somebody's bubble. And I feel like maybe my post in saying that was a little more of a realization that that's how I am. Like, I don't like, I want to be like, hey, happy social, you know, hey, Twitter, ha ha, everybody, like, come find me, be my friend, you know. But like, there's a part of me that's like, dude, I do have a little bit of a piece of that in me that's like, you know, I am the guy who wants to be everyone's friend. But then I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, all right, just, you know, just back up a little bit, and you know, we're not, you know, we're not on that level. Do you think that, like, do you think that that's okay to try and to advise people to say, like, just be aware of other people's, you know, where they stand and maybe what's comfortable for them, and don't try and force yourself onto them?
Well, first of all, it's a free country. Well, sorry, Hand. For us, it is. And I would just say, I would say you can talk about whatever you want, right? I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, well, this is what you should post and what you should say. But I will tell you this. I saw somebody on there talking about BlizzCon, but they were referring only to themselves and saying, when I am there, here's what, you know, and if you follow me on Twitter and we end up meeting each other, here are my expectations, right? I have a particular social issue, and I respected that. And I said, okay, if I see that person, I get it. And so when I saw your post and other people's posts, I'm trying to think, like, am I to read into this as if you are talking about yourself, or should I read into it as if you are talking about somebody you know and maybe they're not willing to come out and say, hey, I don't want to admit this because I'm shy or I'm embarrassed or something like that. And you're speaking on their behalf. And I respect that as well. But there's a lot of folks that come out and make those statements, and it has nothing to do with them. Nothing at all, other than they want more attention put on themselves. And it reminds me of a story from years ago when, and it was another show told me this story, that there was somebody there in line, and the whole meeting stone, remember the meeting stone? I don't know if that's a thing anymore, the whole meeting stone. I know that.
Yeah, I think they got rid of it.
Every time you go over to the realm tables, they're always empty, and it's pretty sad. But anyway, these folks walked over to the meeting stone, and they were in line to either meet somebody else or meet somebody from Blizzard. And the WoW Liberty said, oh, are you here to see me? And they're just like, who? Like, no. Like, that's what you can't assume. These people on Twitter and Facebook and everything, and even podcasters, they feel like BlizzCon is something where they can, it's their convention to be met. So I really like to poke fun at that, because we are all equals. We are all the same. We are just fortunate enough to be able to afford a microphone and record it and have Hend edit the hell out of it. That's what we're fortunate enough. We're right? So we don't have to take this, like, this holier than thou high stance above everyone else and speak from our ivory towers and say, no, listen, I prefer hugs. I don't prefer hugs. You are to do this. You are to do that. And it's difficult for me. I'm very literal. And so when I see a post like the one you were describing, Rob, I take it very literally in that way, which is, you know, what am I trying to say? I take it in the literal sense. So you are saying there are people out there, like you're basically pointing at those people, and we don't know who those people are. But now you're saying, well, what if that was me? Right. And now I feel bad. Like, well, what if that was you and you were having a difficult time expressing it? But it's difficult for me to see that and understand that. And so what I'm saying is, I think it comes across better if you're saying, this is me. This is who I am. And this is what my expectations are for the experience and things like that. I think if it comes from a more personal perspective, then it's appreciated and understood.
That totally makes sense. Yeah, I think for me posting that, you know, it didn't quite even resonate with me until after you and I had talked, and then I actually went back and thought about it, and I was like, man, I guess that, you know, this, I made this post, and it was about how I felt about me and my approach to how I behave and how I act and how I feel in public, and it didn't really click with me until you and I talked later. What I was saying was totally true, but it was also just, hey, I thought it was a good PSA, but know, that I didn't take it much farther than that.
Well, and looking back on it too, and of course I've apologized to you because I took it too far, and I've actually probably broken some friendships now over this mockery of these tips and everything, but it really isn't meant as me making fun of you or anyone else, and it's the general you. It's, again, the fact that we have people out there telling other people to take a shower, and they have thousands of followers, and they're speaking down at people like we're all too stupid to understand that we need to practice hygiene. Now, Salty and I, we've done this for years, but if you listen to our show, I think at this point you kind of understand that we just like to have fun. Now, we don't have fun at other people's expenses, so we just give out these wacky tips. Right. And maybe wacky tip is the best tip. I'm not sure.
No, don't give away any trade secrets. Come on.
No, but what we have to, we're well deep into this show. People have turned it off. I know it's fine.
Yeah.
But the point is that the tip, the point that we're trying to drive home is that let's have some fun here. Okay. We don't need to take, and I would say this really is more of a commentary on social media than it is BlizzCon tips, but we don't need to take everything so seriously. We don't need to dissect every word that's online and say, okay, in this sense, I'm being serious. And then in the next sense, I'm joking, right? Rob, you do this. There's a lot of stuff that you post that's hilarious, right? Makes me laugh, makes a lot of people laugh, and there's great discussions. And then you come across, and then there's a serious post. Well, somebody like me, I look at social media as just a place for enjoyment, mm-hmm. right? And looking at BlizzCon information and about Warcraft, I mean, I make fun of the Warcraft account and the Warcraft devs. The Warcraft devs was just vomiting and hemorrhaging bug reports today. And I was like, retweet, retweet, retweet. Not because I wanted people to have information about the bug, but I'm like, do you guys see what's going on? This thing is hella buggy. Like, just stop. Let's just stop playing. This is crazy that 7.1 is out full of bugs right now, but I have fun with it. If there's a developer that saw me retweet something and they're crying over it, I don't think that a retweet would make someone sad, or a post like have fun hashtag BlizzCon tips and people are gonna like just go crazy and start calling me names and subtweeting about me. It's just crazy to me that we live in this world where a post on Twitter can ruin a friendship when nothing was directly said to them or at them, and there was no harm meant from it. And it's supposed to be just for fun. It's supposed to be for an enjoyment. Now, if you're calling someone out, you're mentioning them and saying, you are stupid, you are a moron, that's a different story. That's harassment, and that's uncalled for, and there's no place for that. But if you're saying, breathe, hashtag BlizzCon tips, like, so what? Nobody cares. Nobody reads my stuff anyways. I'm frankly surprised that two or three people saw what I posted. But I was called every name in the book because I was making fun of giving advice on how to have fun at BlizzCon or how to have fun on Twitter, for crying out loud, right? And this, in this way, I look at BlizzCon and Twitter, social media, let's just say. I'm on Twitter most of the time, but I know there's a lot of Facebook activity. But social media, BlizzCon, World of Warcraft, to me, that's sort of the trifecta of what I'm into. Mm-hmm. And so when one is kind of soured, it's all soured, right? So I lose enjoyment in World of Warcraft if I can't enjoy social media. If I can't like just post dumb crap on social media, then I don't enjoy BlizzCon. And now I'm looking at BlizzCon and I have to go through each of Salty's tips again to remind myself, how do I have fun? How do I go there and enjoy it for myself? Because now it's kind of tainted in a way.
That's a bummer that it's at that point.
It is. Because, again, the point of having fun is you want to have fun with your friends. And if the fun is hurting friends, then clearly I'm at fault. And I need to rethink my entire existence. Because now I feel terrible. Like, really bad. So I'm looking for Salty Slancha to help me, help lift me up.
Here's what we need to do right now. Okay. We need to thank Molson for everything he just said. If you ever listen to an episode of Bitter and Salty, you know that Molson likes to tell his stories and how it comes across as he sees it. And man, I appreciate that. I would swear right now if I could, but I know this is a family podcast and I can't swear.
We'll beep it.
Follow your. Hey, I'm not going to tell you guys you can't have fun. I'll bleep it out. But
he hit on so many points about social media and BlizzCon that's coming up that it's just like there is a slew of information of tips or suggestions or downright telling people how to BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to just go to BlizzCon and have fun. Don't worry about rules. Don't worry about social awkwardness. There are going to be people out there that have social anxiety. If you're going like completely solo and you don't know a single person there, you should just not go. Okay. Unless you know, yeah, just don't go. You need to have your safety circle or your safe word or circle of friends or a trust tree, someone there that can pick you up if you are in that bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
A bad situation, according to you, it could be completely normal to anybody else, but to you, that's completely bad. I know that for sure. I've been in that situation on many times. It doesn't even have to be at BlizzCon. I've been to BlizzCon 6 times. Yes, I did stay 1 day, 1 night just to see people. Sorry, Molson, I didn't stay for all 3 nights. I apologize.
I don't
every
accept.
Every single year I try to do this.
Do not accept your apology. No, that was terrible. Who would do that? Who would lead someone on in that way and then leave just because Foo Fighters was the band? I mean,
oh, my God.
I'm thinking of what I said and thinking back in my head, and a lot of it sounds stupid. And the point I was trying to make is, you know, that social media and BlizzCon and Blizzard and World of Warcraft, everything's becoming merged now. There's a particular, kind of way of life now in the community where, I mean, and if you think that I'm wrong, go to BlizzCon, look around at all the people on their phones and tablets and all of the air quote press with their laptops where we can't bring a laptop in, which is weird. But anyway, everyone has a phone. Everyone's tweeting. Everyone's posting pictures. Everyone's sharing. It's almost like a live social media event. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking about my phone. Should I upgrade my phone? Should I get the Pixel XL? Yes, I should. It's not arriving in time and I'm freaking out because it's not going to be here. Like, it's all important to me. I can certainly differentiate between a video game convention and social media. I know that they're different. But what I'm saying is when it gets so intertwined and everything and you get these folks on here talking about BlizzCon, it almost becomes more about them than it is about BlizzCon. And I hate it. I hate it with a passion. BlizzCon is for you. It's for me. It's for everyone that bought a ticket. It's for Blizzard. It's for the band that we don't know about. It's for all of the vendors. It's for all of us. So shut up with giving the unsolicited tips about how to be, because we know that you're doing it to promote yourself. In most cases, Rob, I understand where you're coming from, and I went through all of the advice, and there are some that out there is truly trying to help. Most of them, though, are not. And BlizzCon, I'd say my biggest tip that I can give you is don't feel like it's bigger than it is, okay? Feel it out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Go there, enjoy it, get a feel for it, and form your own opinion. There's so much chatter and talk about it that it almost takes on a life of its own.
Yes.
And it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a convention about video games with your friends. Yep. Go have some fun. I'm sorry. Have some fun. Just enjoy it. And if you're not having fun, go to Habit with your friend and have a burger and come back and enjoy some more. Skip the opening ceremonies. Go to the opening ceremonies. It doesn't matter. It's yours. You paid the money for your flight, your hotel, your ticket. Just go enjoy it for what it is.
I could not agree more.
I was waiting for the applause after that one.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm not on the ball.
Not on the ball. Hit F7. F7 is what you need to be hitting right now.
Honestly, man. Okay, so this took a little bit of a different direction than I thought, but this is
totally
way better than what
I agree.
Then if we would have just gone down the list and said, wear comfortable shoes, drink lots of water, bring hand sanitizer, don't pull somebody's hair that you don't know. Like, I mean, this is like a lot of the tips were just like basic social etiquette. And, you know, I think we've really gotten to the root of maybe some of the attitude of the community that people have kind of danced around a little bit. And I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's The way it's been out in every convention, it's not even just BlizzCon. I mean, there's DragonCon, there's Comic-Con, there's all these cons. And vast
cons before the con.
The con of the con. Mm-hmm. You've got all these things that your majority of the people have already been to. And there shouldn't be this constant, bring a spare battery. Bring 14 charging cables with you. You know what? Bring some hand sanitizer. Things that I said 8 years ago or whatever it was. I mean, we've been doing Bitter and Salty for, gosh, I don't know how long, like a bazillion years.
We're the longest running WoW podcast.
The longest running strictly WoW podcast out there that hasn't taken any money or
done. I thought you guys were a Hearthstone podcast.
No, that was the Beyond Bitter and Salty podcast that didn't come. We don't want to talk about that one. That's Molson doesn't like to talk about that, but it's something we came up at the last BlizzCon we talked about doing, but it's not really going to happen. But honestly, we all know the same things and we all want to try to be helpful. Okay. I try to be helpful when I put out my tip to everybody for everyone to see, take in and just, I hope I'm helping somebody, but honestly, it's really nothing that you shouldn't know already. Okay. Don't be that guy. Don't be the bad guy that makes fun of people.
Robin had need to understand this very clearly. Salty's tip that he gives out is really just for himself. Okay. That's the dirty secret. He only keeps it for himself. So when he gives out his tip every week, he's basically reminding himself. It's his like to do. So what he does is the week of BlizzCon, he goes back and listens to the last 10-15 minutes of the show and makes a little list, and it's like, don't be that guy, and then the next week, be that guy, and he's like, okay, well, I gotta not be that guy and be the guy, right? So he does this just for himself. It's not for anybody else.
It's completely true. I admit it now.
It's a to-do list. It's the salty to-do.
I'm glad we were in the trust tree now that we talked about this. I do have one simple tip that I want to give everybody that you should know, but no one ever listens to me. Don't go big the first night. Don't just get completely hammered. Don't do that.
No, this is not what we're saying. Go big. You want to go big?
That's the thing. Yeah, this is do as I say, not as I do.
That was awesome.
No, honestly, I do say that every single year is don't go big on the first night. But you're there and you're soaking it all in the atmosphere, and you just don't realize that you just drank like 3/4 of a bottle of bourbon and you're completely hammered and things go AWOL and just sour the next day when you're like supposed to wake up and meet somebody at like 8 a.m. You're like, dude, it's like 1 p.m. Don't talk to me. Get away.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And this year we have the Bitter and Salty 10K. And so it's more important that you never go big because you need to pace yourself for that run. So it's
Saturday. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. I think we're doing it. So the run is start at 6 a.m.
6:35.
6 a.m. 6:00 sharp on the dot.
6 a.m. sharp.
What if I show up late?
You better salty 10K. Yeah.
I will not be there. And I. Okay.
Yes.
And I actually think that's super cool. I just am. That's not who I am at this point in my life.
No, and it's for every level of runner you have to finish in under an hour is what I'm hearing, or else you're an absolute old waste of time. That
old
should be,
and slow. And
wait, so you're hardcore is what you're saying.
One of us casual, is yes,
definitely hardcore.
There's one of us that's very, very into, how do I put this, himself, and wants to be better than the other person, like a lot. By a lot, like just bury the other person, like just by like 20 minutes in a 10K, just totally just destroy that person. And the other one's just out there, like just happy to breathe that fresh Anaheim trashy air and
selfies and
all of that. So it's fun because you have the bookends of personalities there, and so we want everyone else to come in and fill in.
Awesome,
nice.
I will be there in my bed.
I appreciate that vote of confidence there from all of you. And yes, if you run a 10K, if you walk a 10K, even if you walk a K, if you walk 10 feet, it doesn't matter. We're going to do it. It's the Bitter and Salty 10K. It's happening Saturday morning, 6 a.m. at BlizzCon. I believe that's November 5th in my podcasting voice there.
I think you got
be
it.
There, be
that's
square.
Saturday
it
the
is not the first night. It is not the first night, so don't go big the first night.
No, but you can go big as long as, and I would say if you go big, just keep it going. Right?
So
don't
just
stop.
Stay up, right?
Well, that was there, the problem that he heated. So
there we go. That's the best advice I've heard.
Yes, because Salty went big and then he stopped.
Yeah.
And that was the problem.
Just keep it going.
No. I admit it. That's totally just stopped. It was a full stop. Full stop, people.
Yeah, it was
full
so bad. He was passed out with his headband over his eyes. That's how bad it was.
Jeez. Yes, I did. This year, I'm going to have wristbands and a headband. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, you too?
You should be there. I've got my waistband to put my phone in so I can keep track of my times and post it to social media and text you at the same time.
GoPro on the forehead.
GoPro. Well, I got to get like a shock mount for the GoPro like we do in podcasting. We have a shock mount so that, you know, you don't hear our voices crack or anything like that.
Oh, it must be the hardcore podcasters that have that.
Yeah. We do. I'm here to admit Bitter and Salty is a hardcore only podcast.
Absolutely. You kidding?
Yeah. We only go hardcore for an hour and 10 minutes every single time we podcast.
All right, I believe that you're what they say in the industry, you're over podcasting.
I am over podcasting right now. Let me use my podcasting voice. Thank you very much.
Oh, was that your Harry Terry voice?
Holy cow, the Cubs lost the World
Series. Go Cubs, go.
I got a goat right here.
Did they lose?
I don't care about anything unless it's hockey. So thank you very much.
Sounds good.
Light the lamp.
5-1.
This is where you light the lamp, Hint.
Light the Lamp is the name of my fantasy team in hockey, which I believe I beat every single Canadian that I was with last year, FYI. Wanted to point that out. This is episode 143 of the Training Dummies. You know what 143 in pager talk is? I love you. And I wanted to say right here, before I even get to like comments or like shout-outs, Daryl, I love you. Rob, I love you. Molson, I love you. 143, hashtag.
All right, then. Okay. Well, that was, like Rob said, that went in a way different direction than I think we were expecting, but it was good. It was a good discussion. It was, I think it went well. Does anyone have any last points to add?
I have some more comments about BlizzCon tips and advice giving. And
I would like to just cut off Molson right here and there for the first time ever.
I've got a lot of opinions about people that have a lot of opinions.
The good thing about Discord is we can mute individual people.
Nice. All right, then. Send us an email to the show at thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. Or please feel free to leave us a voicemail, or you can join our Discord server, which we're recording on right now. And the link for that is at thetrainingdummies.com.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shout-outs?
You know what I have for shout-outs. Definitely the boys here for joining us tonight. You guys really, really appreciate it. And that little dark turn that things took there a little bit. That just digging in, that raw honesty. I like it. Salty, definitely my bro Tank for helping me out with that progression that we had this last week. We got down some new heroic bosses that we hadn't done, and then we met Ursoc, and that big bag of crap needs to die, so we'll have to figure that out. Daryl, what about you? What do you got?
Well, as always, our raid team, TCD over on the Earthen Ring server. And yeah, of course, Molson and Slancha for coming on the episode this evening and talking with us. That was really good. Thank you, guys. Molson, do you have any shout-outs this evening?
I do, and it's not to you guys. It's to Chris Metzen. Chris, I know that you listen to the Training Dummies, and I wanted to say that I'm sorry that you were forced out of Blizzard. And I hope that you will still be kind of invited back to this year's BlizzCon as an honorary guest in some form. And I appreciate that you always take time for me at the end of each BlizzCon to shake my hand, and it's good to catch up with you. I hope to see you there again. So, Chris, I miss you, and Warcraft just isn't the same without you. Even though they're making a statue of you, it's just not the real you. And I hope you're there. I hope you're there this year.
I actually had to mute myself.
All right. Slancha, do you have any shout-outs this evening?
I don't understand this segment. This is stupid. Okay? Really?
We're giving shout-outs
to each other. Where's my shot of vodka real quick? Because this, I don't understand. This is stupid. Honestly, thank you for having Molson onto the show. I couldn't do it without Molson. He is my rock, my podcast rock, my pebble, the pebble trinket that we had in Warlords that he never got because he didn't play Warlords at all. Thank you very much. And Team Crabdick, I think I'm allowed to say that. Finally, Team Crabdick. I'd like to give shout out. You called it TCD, Daryl. I'm so mad at you right now. I'm not giving you any shout outs for that one. But Team Crabdick, we are 1 of 7 heroic. It was fantastic. Ursoc can fight the big one, that's for sure. I took one to the face far too many times, but Rob took 17 to the face more times than I did.
I got the surprise tip.
That was a surprise tip that I forgot to taunt off of. I apologize on this show right here. But now I've got some great macros with 7.1. So shout out to all the Warcraft devs that actually worked on Legion, because whoever worked on Warlords of Draenor should just not be involved anymore.
I got one more tip.
Bring
your box to BlizzCon and get the devs to sign it.
Yes.
Have them sign your box.
Yes, I got my lead. I've got every single CE that I would like to get signed. So I'd like to give a shout out to all the devs that hopefully will be signing my box later.
All right. Before we wrap this up, Molson, where can people reach you if they have any other questions or about this topic or anything else?
Honestly, I don't want to be reached by anyone. I don't want to be contacted. I don't want to be mentioned or heard from ever again. Please, no, don't. Nothing.
CMITISLAINTE.
All right. Slancha, where can people reach you?
As always, they can reach me on Twitter. That's at Salty Slancha, SalatySlainte. You could reach me at Bitter and Salty. That is our podcast, bitterandsalty.com. We are 109 episodes deep. Not as quite as the tip goes with the 143. You guys got rocking here, but we've got a lot to offer, and I'm glad that we get to play off of each other and we formed this bond. Email us, podcast@bitterandsalty.com. You can call us at 413-BIT-SALT if you really want to. You don't have to. We don't have anybody call us anymore. Nobody calls your show, I'm pretty sure. Nobody uses the phone anymore. So, yeah, just contact Molson. He's at Twitter. He's at Molson, M-O-L-S-A-N. I don't have the sound bit that I had that I usually play every single week at the end. But if I had that, I would play it. But seriously, thank you guys for having us on here. We finally got a venue. I finally got a venue that I can actually talk freely on, and I appreciate that because in my other podcasts, I'm not allowed to talk freely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that does it for 143 of the Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time,
it's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.
Woo!